Darwin concluded, "There seems to be no more design in the variability of organic beings and in the action of natural selection than in the course which the winds blow. Although I cannot look at the universe as the result of blind chance," he wrote, "yet I can see no evidence of beneficent design, or indeed of design of any kind, in the details." So in Darwin's thinking, a deity may have designed the universe and its laws, but human beings are unplanned and undesigned. In his influential book, The Meaning of Evolution, Darwinian paleontologist George Gaylord Simpson wrote, "Man is the result of a purposeless and natural process that did not have him in mind. He was not planned." In 1970, molecular biologist Jacques Monod said that because the mechanism of Darwinism is at last securely founded, man has to understand that he is a mere accident. And in 1977, Stephen Jay Gould wrote in Ever Since Darwin, "Biology took away our status as paragons, created in the image of God." Many Darwinists are virulently anti-Christian. Richard Dawkins once said, "Religion is one of the world's great evils, comparable to the smallpox virus but harder to eradicate." And Daniel C. Dennett thinks Christianity should be preserved in cultural zoos. A common sight in American college towns is cars displaying Darwin fish, deliberate mockeries of the traditional symbol of Christianity, with feet underneath and Darwin inside. One variant has a Darwin fish raping a Christian fish. Anti-Christian zealots are often in the forefront of attacks on intelligent design. In 2005, the chairman of the University of Kansas Religious Studies Department, atheist Paul Marecki, proposed to teach a course titled Intelligent Design Creationism and Other Mythologies. Marecki boasted on a website that fundees would see the course as a slap in their big fat face. He also endorsed a description of Pope John Paul II as a corpse in a funny hat wearing a dress. Even disregarding such excesses, it is clear that there is a fundamental conflict here. It is not between religion and science, or even between Christianity and evolution, but between traditional Christianity and Darwinism. Although the latter may allow for the existence of a deity, it is not the God of traditional Christianity who created human beings in his image. The contradiction couldn't be sharper, and most attempts to blunt it end up by abandoning traditional Christianity. Darwinist considers religion worse than smallpox. "Faith is one of the world's great evils, comparable to the smallpox virus, but harder to eradicate." Darwinist Richard Dawkins, 1997. Surrendering on Darwin's terms. Florida State University philosopher Michael Ruse, who is not a Christian, considers Darwinism so well established that Christians should accept it as a fact.